You know, speaking of Rollin' J's, I'd really like to talk about my favorite dispensaries, plug them, but...
You're not allowed to?
Not supposed to yet, because of the whole federal thing.
Can't
do it. But there's a couple really good ones in town I'd like to shout out.
Okay, how does that help us? So you want to shout them out, but you can't.
You guys know who you are.
Can we play charades or some kind of game so that people can figure it out?
Yeah.
Airplane?
Yeah. And a city just a little west and north of us. There's a big street with a name.
Bob Hope?
Of the name of the street, and there's a town is the same. And there's one in there near that airport. Not Burbank, no.
Oh, not. Okay.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, who's coming in? Who's here? Someone's at our door. Oh, they're bringing the weed. You go ahead and roll today.
That's what was happening, is that you were just paying off for the delivery. I get it.
Yeah, man.
How great is this weather?
Oh,
it's the best, right?
Now it's warm, too.
It's pretty great.
Air conditioning's on. Windows are rolled up in the car. People can't hear my crappy music choices anymore.
Oh, that's your problem with warm weather, is you can't force other people to listen to your crap?
So many reasons.
I took the dog for a walk today.
Oh, nice.
New neighborhood. Moved.
All right.
Just moved.
Did you meet any interesting characters in the neighborhood?
Have met a decent amount of people, yeah.
Mm.
But got lost today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, walking the dog.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to the new neighborhood, that happened to me in New York City. I was like, where the hell am I?
I was about three blocks from where I thought I was.
Sure.
And I turned right instead of left. And
the dog is probably going, it's this way, man. It's right this way. Come on.
I had to pull it up on my phone.
Find my house.
To get directions back.
Siri,
to my house.
Where the hell am I? Sorry, I don't know. You're an idiot.
You feel like an idiot, yeah. That's all right, let's go talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
It's summer. First day of summer.
Yeah, so Marcy started it with the boot camp. She got quite a few summer songs on, but I was kind of going through the pile there. There's a few she's missing, and maybe some ones you wouldn't mind hearing again. So that's what we're going to do on Give Me Five Summer Songs. First day of summer. Solstice
today.
Summer. Longest day of the year right
there
now.
There you go. People are dumb on the show today.
Nice.
Your wildest summer memories will be 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Good.
Mine involve the authorities.
The best ones always do.
So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. We have one American dollar on the way. How do you feel about lab meat? Lab meat is a thing.
Oh, so they're not. It's not a cow. It's just
it's
slab of meat.
In the lab, it's grown. From stem cells.
That made me ill the first time I heard it a few years ago, and now that we're so much closer to it.
There are two companies in California that have FDA approval.
And so they're going to start selling to fast food places?
I don't know who they're going to sell to.
You?
I don't know.
Look for the horrible meat in your grocery freezer.
Because don't feel like it would be... Well, we'll talk about it in a second.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. And we also have your tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure
Park. Yeah, you're going to go play with us after we throw everyone out of the park.
That is coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
You know, I'll be having a nice day at home before I come into work, and then I get an email from Kevin, and it has an attachment, and the attachment says, lab meat.
Lab meat.
And I'm like, why? What?
Lab meat is a thing.
Can I just sit home and enjoy the music like that Pink Floyd song? Or?
The United States approved the nation's first lab-grown meat. Chicken made from animal cells.
Have you seen these slabs of this lab-grown meat?
It doesn't look attractive at the beginning.
No, it's just big. I mean, it's bad enough when you go into a butcher shop and there are those big cows hanging there. And,
right. Well, this has eliminated that.
It has eliminated that. No more bones. No more what have you.
I wonder if people will eat meat if it's not from slaughtered animals. I wonder if that makes all the difference. Because I know a lot of people hate the idea of eating an animal that has been treated like that.
Right.
But this isn't that.
Not technically, no. And I also think that people who do eat meat may not want to eat this because it's Frankensteined.
For the first time, U.S. regulators on Wednesday approved the sale of chicken made from animal cells, allowing two California companies to offer lab-grown meat.
I guess it beats kangaroo. Sometimes you hear fast food places were caught selling kangaroo or, you know, different
weird
things.
I don't know if it beats kangaroo.
Really?
I don't know.
Wait, you have qualms about eating it?
Well, yeah, it seems gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be interested in trying it, but doesn't it have that ick factor?
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit of that. Here's a report from one of the two companies in California that's making it.
The equipment looks like a commercial brewery, but it's not beer they're making.
So that's where it all starts, just a few cells.
It's meat.
So you're making meat in here.
Yes.
But I don't see any animals and I don't see any animal parts.
I don't hear any cows going, let me out of here. Pig is going.
What a wacky reporting question that is. Hey, I don't see any real animals. What are you doing?
Well, that's the
trick, right?
Stainless steel bioreactors or cultivators produce real meat from animal stem cells.
You're making chicken in there.
Yeah, so if you look at this, this is approximately a 200 plus liter tank. And we take cells from a chicken or an egg.
Dr. Uma Valetti is a cardiologist who founded Upside Foods.
Hold up.
Upside Foods.
Yeah, he's a cardiologist.
Yeah, he knows how the heart works. He can get you pumping again.
That just seems odd.
And then he's like, screw it, I'm going to go make fake meat.
Right.
I'm going to make Soylent Green.
No, they didn't posit that either. They didn't go, did you get from cardiologist to making meat?
So, yeah, you're really making meat in here, yeah? Yeah, that's what you're doing. Okay, what is it really?
Taking on a food chain as old as time.
It takes 2 weeks to grow the equivalent of one chicken, 1,000 chickens, or 100,000 chickens.
So you're saying in this factory you can make more meat faster and cleaner than an average farmer?
Well, ultimately, yes.
I mean, I think we, besides having to go ultimately to, you know, fake not really meat because there's just not enough room and there's not enough whatever on the planet, eventually this will have to happen. But let's get to the water. You know, let's start desalinizing the water.
I mean, that's a big part of it is the water and the land that it takes to grow the animals. Right. And so they're saying this will help with that.
But this will also help the population explode tomorrow. Will there be more humans if there's more food and more water?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it sounds
gross.
Not great.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound great. I mean, would you want to eat it? Would you sit down and eat that?
I would try it for sure, just like you. I would definitely try it.
And by the way, it's not a, what are they called? Nothing burger?
Impossible or Beyond Meat.
It's not that.
Those are good, by the way. I really like them. Those are out of plant.
It's actually meat.
Yeah. Well, technically, yeah.
So you're a technically...
Technically...
I think I'm...
Originally from an animal somewhere down the line. I mean, some animal was... I mean, what'd they do to get the original stem cell? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That animal is still walking around going, I'm enjoying my animal life. All is well in my animal world.
But at least it's not getting chased by a cleaver.
That's true. He's not lined up to get his head chopped off.
It's got that going for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd try it.
What, yeah,
I think I would try that.
Absolutely. Who's gonna be the first to admit they're carrying it, though? You know, besides at the grocery store, it'll have to say Frankenmeat.
Hold, please. I have the answer to that.
Oh, really?
That.
Like a restaurant chain?
Upside has partnered with a San Francisco restaurant called Bar Kren. While good meat dishes will be served in a Washington, D.C. restaurant run by chef and owner Jose Andres.
So there's a couple that are going to be
There's a couple restaurants that are already serving it.
If there was one in L.A., I would go, and I would you go? Would we go to one in, when they open? They will, clearly.
Oh, no.
No?
No way, man.
Right.
Oh, holy freaking God.
Kevin, I hate to say it.
No, you don't.
I really do. I hate to say, especially on the radio in front of everybody. But you know the dollar you wrote for me when I won one American dollar, the check for a dollar?
Uh-huh.
It bounced.
Did it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I...
Yeah, I haven't... No, those checks haven't gone through in quite some time.
I'm going to need cash if I win one American dollar.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
I'll take quarters. I'm good with quarters.
It is summertime.
Yeah, today's the longest day of the year, summer solstice.
The name of the feature is One American Dollar.
What American
it's not
dollar.
Four quarters. So don't try to change things.
One bad check either. I mean, you know.
The 10 most popular summer foods in America.
Ah, all right.
10 most popular foods in America during summertime.
During summertime.
Yes.
You're going to go out with grandma. You're going to go out and you're going to have a little picnic and you're going to take this stuff. Is I'm assuming what you're kind of talking
pretty
about.
Pretty much, yeah.
And
I'll give you... go ahead.
Well, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, you might become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
I like to hear you read.
You know, that's very different from how it was in school. When I would stand up, because I can't read it out loud. It's amazing I get through that. I usually am just like... All the kids would be like, oh, this guy...
Here we go. Gotta sit through Sluggo trying to read.
But thank you for lying to me here in the future, Kevin. Makes me feel good about it.
The top 10 most popular summer foods in America.
America!
I will give you one hint.
All right.
It narrows down to, it's not like a Mexican food or Italian food. It's actual items.
Specific
specific items.
Well, I mean, clearly summer, you think hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs must be on the list.
Cool. Correct.
So what, I got to get 4 out of 6? Is that what we're doing?
Six guesses to get 4 correct.
Fried chicken. Mm-mm. You know, you sit down with some fried chicken in the summer, and you're just like, that's delicious.
That is not on the list.
What kind of American?
Although I agree with you. It's on It's on my list.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Come on. All what kind of picnic you got going here? This is a crap picnic.
I'll let you judge when I read the list.
Okay, yeah, right. That's good enough.
You may not love it.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
And summer.
Go together.
Yes.
Nope.
This is actually a commie list, isn't it? This is from Russia. This is Putin's favorite summer food.
I don't believe so. It's the top 10 most popular summer foods in America.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
These are all things you take on a freaking picnic. I think I'm already over my limit. I didn't get my dollar. Well, not that it would matter anyway. It would just bounce your check.
You have one more guess.
I do?
And you need to get 3 more right.
Chili dog. Sucking up on a chili dog.
I would give that one to you, even though I shouldn't. Number 10 is potato chips.
Okay, all right. I don't know why that's a summer food, but okay.
Number 9, donuts.
That's Homer agrees with that.
Number 8, ice cream.
Okay, that's a good one. I agree with that.
Number 7, chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. You know, that's the problem.
Chicken tenders are great.
Kids. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's not the kids. That's my staple.
Is it?
I love chicken tenders.
Isn't that a fried chicken, though? That's fried chicken.
Yeah.
So you should give me that one. So that's 3 I got, right? That's 3. That's fried chicken.
If I had to... chicken tenders is right up there on the list of things that if I had to pick one thing for the rest
of my life... That's all you can eat from now on?
It's right up there.
Yeah, well, wow, really. It's because it's boneless. It's easy to pop in your mouth.
Yeah,
it's,
true.
It doesn't have that weird chicken. You know the part in the chicken that it's like a, it's, I guess it's a bit of muscle. And it's always, it's yeah.
You don't love
that. You never have that.
You wouldn't have that with lab meat.
That's true.
Number 6 is soft drinks.
That's not a food.
I know, that's a bogus one. Number 5 is pizza.
You know, I had pizza here on my little.
That doesn't help. Number 4 is Oreo cookies.
This list is bogus.
Number 3 is French fries.
Yeah, that's year-round, though, man. I have them in the middle of dead of winter.
Number 2 is hot dogs.
Yay. And number 1.
After hearing all of those, what's number 1? Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Come on, what kind of guesser are you?
When you failed. Stuff that makes sense.
You failed.
Not some weird what-the-hell kind of list is this crap. It was right in the heart of lockdown that AC/DC recorded that one. Realize, unbelievable, it is 3 years old already.
But wow.
Remember the video for that? They weren't able to get together, so they did a separate video, but then put them all together.
What a weird time that
was. I know, man, right? That's just a little cornerstone of history. Very bizarre, but hard to believe it's 3 years ago.
Already. It is summer today.
Yeah!
Today is the first day of summer.
Happy summer to you.
We thought we would take phone calls on your wildest summer memories.
Yep, still living.
Still living, that guy.
That guy in the heart of lockdown. Was out there on the beach having a good time. Turns out he's
still living.
He's still living. He doesn't know if he's at it or not, but he's still living.
Yeah, he's had a wild
summer. My wildest summer memory, and by the way, I guess we shouldn't need to say this, but occasionally we do. Mm-hmm. If it ends in death or something, we don't bum us out.
We're out to have a good time.
Right.
Death is kind of a bummer, generally.
Don't bum us out. We're not looking for that.
Unless it was Biff and you hated that guy.
Your wildest summer memories. Mine was not that long ago, and it was at a beach, and I'm not going to say which one.
Okay.
Rented a house there.
You're not going to say it because the authorities might still be wondering who did this
or
that?
No, I don't want to get the authorities in trouble.
The authorities in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So it was 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
and I had been building up and building up and building up my fireworks extravaganzas.
Yeah. All right.
And so we rented a house on the beach, and I was shooting them over the ocean.
Okay.
But
all right.
And I mean, they were like the real, like the ones you
the
see
big ones.
At Dodger Stadium. They were those kind.
Right.
And so.
You're an American. You got to have the real,
correct,
proper,
yes.
large fireworks.
So my ex, who was genius, would go to the fire department, take them food, and then every year after that, we would invite them over to the house for a barbecue at noon.
Smart. Very wise.
And then
we're going to be blowing stuff up, but we'll get you some food.
And then when people would call them, they would say,
oh, yeah, we're aware of that.
We've already been there, they would say.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then they would stop back by about, and they would give us, like, at the front door, they would give us a 10-minute notice. You should probably be done in about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And we said, all right, cool.
So you went for a few hours and did all of this?
Yeah.
And we won't say. Now I see why you don't want to say White Beach.
Right.
That's awesome. Man.
So built it up every year. Every year is bigger and bigger and bigger. And the final year that we did it, it was not the fire department. It was the sheriff's. So we had built all of these handmade tubes and launch pads and all kinds of stuff. And we had, you know, lighters everywhere.
Right.
And just wearing a hard hat just to be funny. And we lit some off and it was just getting dark. And we got raided from the beach. By the sheriff's department.
Wow, cool.
From the beach side.
Nice.
Not you know, the road is up there, and then there's the house, and then there's the beach. They ran on the beach with their flashlights.
So they planned this. They staged where they were, and then they like, okay, we're hitting the house from both sides.
Yes, and they
That's awesome.
Drop it! I was like, oh my God, where's the 10-minute warning from the guy up at the front door?
Yep, still living.
I was shocked. And he made us carry them all, the sheriff at that time, in that area, made us carry them all up to the garage because we had just sort of barely gotten started. We had a lot of fireworks.
Now you kids take this up and put it in the garage.
So we took it up and put it in the garage, and he called the fire department, and he said, I heard him say out loud, this is the biggest fireworks haul of anybody, of any private citizen I've ever seen.
Yeah!
And I was like,
nice, dude.
And
that's awesome.
And the fire department said, just take some of them and leave some of them. He's good.
No, nice.
I was careful.
Well, sure. How many people did you blow up? I recall 10.
I mean, listen, there were some mishaps because fireworks don't always go as planned.
No, but there was no death or dismemberment.
No, of course not. Yeah, I mean, there was this random towel caught on fire with my daughter on it, that kind of thing, but nothing bad. But your wildest summer memories is the topic.
Were the sheriffs involved?
818-955.
Did they stage to take you down?
KLOS. Did they yell, drop it? I talked to my daughter later because I was like, I'm the worst father ever. Because she just got raided by the sheriff's department.
Dude, that means you're the
yelling,
best.
Yelling, drop it.
Nope, you know that means
you're worried. No. I was worried about her. Like, would she be in a therapist office someday talking about that?
But like 12 seconds later, you go, nah,
so I
that
went,
kicked ass.
No, I went and I asked her. I said, was that scary? And she said, no, that was awesome.
Damn straight.
So, it's not great. But 818-955-KLOS, your wildest summer memories. Call now.
Yep, still living.
Summer.
As of today.
It is officially the first day of summer.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Finally acting like it outside.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's horrible.
Finally.
It's clear, black, hot.
Talking about your wildest summer memories. You have one?
4th of July, and was drinking like crazy early. I go up to a Rite Aid. I go in the back in the cooler, and I start drinking beer. and I'm hungry, too.
Right.
So I grab a thing of Pringles. I put it in my waist. I'm going out the door with my beer and my Pringles that I think I stole, and there's a guy the size of a linebacker right there in front of the door, and my smart thing, I thought I would push him and do a football roll. Nope, I got tackled, and he smoked me. I go to jail for a thing of Pringles, and then those guys told the cops, they're like, we're going to give him the Pringles because it's 4th of July.
They were going to give them to you?
Yeah.
You being that drunk, I would like to have video of that football move.
It's out there somewhere. Thanks for calling, man.
I'll bet it wasn't as good as you remember. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Edwin from Lakewood. 83, I graduated from high school. I was able to take a friend to Kauai, and Kauai in 83 was nothing. There was nothing there.
Right.
So I had my dad get us a case of Coca-Cola, and I bought a gallon of rum, and me and my buddy kind of drank rum and Coke all week, and we had a local guy selling weed just shake.
That's some of my favorite, actually.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Easy to roll.
The time we had.
Nice, in Kauai.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to spend, like, out in Santa Monica and Venice Beach. I never got to spend a summer in Hawaii.
No kidding.
That's damn cool.
That does sound cool. So, especially on an island that didn't have anything on it.
Right. So if you remember anything about your wildest summer...
Wildest summer memories. 818-955-KLOS.
We got summer songs coming up. Yes, Marcy was doing it on a boot camp, and there's so damn many hot songs, summer songs, whatever. So on Gimme Five, that's what we'll be doing here in just a few minutes.
Like, we're going to be able to just pick five.
I know, right?
We're not good at that.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking about your wildest summer memories. What's yours?
I was about 7 years old up in Alhambra. My dad used to import huge boxes full of legal fireworks from Chinese, the ones you're talking about that shoot up like the parks do.
Yep.
We had just got them all laid out, my older brother and his friends and my dad's friends, and then the fire department's coming down the street saying, no illegal fireworks, and we'll shut you down, and you'll be arrested and everything else. We had to rush, hide, and throw everything back into the house, hide in bushes and everything else. As soon as they left, we start the party back up and barbecues up, and then they actually shut down the other park. The real show, and the entire block was just shut off by the cops and fire engines because there's so many people.
So in a way, you ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the first time we've heard that. You ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. What's your wildest summer memory?
Yeah, back in, I believe it was 82 or 83, I got on a plane, my buddy and I, Bob. I had just got a big old bag of some good green
the and greeny, greenery
down my pants, and we flew to Florida. Mm-hmm. And we spent the summer in Florida smoking the good stuff and picking up chicks. It was just a blast.
Out on the beach.
That does sound perfect.
Out on the beach, no worries, you know. We were young, and what, I was 14, 15? It was awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Those days are ancient history, man. Now you got to pay taxes. Now you got to behave.
KLOS, hello.
Blah.
Me and a buddy, I used to go to a vacation with his family out to a lake up in Northern California, and once a year for a whole week, had a beach house, you know, right on the beach. And so we had these two jet skis, and I used to do this thing on the jet ski where I could do a donut, hang my body in the front of it, and hit the gas, and it would shoot about 100-foot roost of water out. And this particular car that was going by, my buddy said, hey, look, kind of nudged me, saying, hey, hit this car. So the window was down in the car, I didn't really realize it, and I did the little trick, and I filled the whole car up. And they stopped, and I was stunned, and my buddy was stunned. We're looking at each other like, holy crap, what did we just do?
Take off.
And they literally... Yeah, literally. So they pulled over. I want to see what happened. And all the water just came out like they went freaking Amazon Safari off-road or something.
Like they were pulling it out of a river?
legit, yeah. So we raced back to the house, got the jet skis up, hit them. So the sheriffs are already on the other side of the house pinning us in.
Wow.
So we got on the jet skis and took off across the lake to the launch ramp, got the jet skis up and took off out of town.
And, nice. they never caught you.
Never caught us.
Well done.
I think. Are we supposed to be saying, well done? Yes, well done.
Shame on you. You go find them now and apologize, young man. Not so young man. No longer so young man.
Idiot freaking 15-year-old.
Yep. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you guys doing? I got a summer story for you.
Let's hear it.
So I'm down at Parker Float on June 10th. We have some girls come with us and stuff. They bring their mom, and I must have been about 22 at the time. We end up getting drunk on the water, and I take the mom back to the hotel room, break her nose on the headboard.
I'm going to assume that was not on purpose.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sure you were having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was great. I had her up on my lap and gave her the old razzle-dazzle. Boom goes the headboard.
Boom goes the headboard. I love that song. Boom goes the headboard. Boom.
You never want the razzle-dazzle at the wrong time.
It'll
hurt you every time.
He had to get stitches and ended up calling the paramedics, the cops, the whole bit, kicked me out of the hotel. Had to sleep on the park benches for the rest of the trip.
I got to be honest, you did the right thing.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Me five. What happened?
I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of songs with heart in the title.
Yes.
We were about to do a third day's worth of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first day of summer.
Right.
Can you feel it in the air?
So no, give me five.
Oh, yeah, all right. Five what? I don't know. I thought you were doing really well singing on your own. It was pretty. In a row with Kevin and Sluggo. So Marcy started the boot camp with a hell of a lot of summer songs, and we're trying to maybe find some ones that she missed that you haven't played yet. What's the first one you got?
Queens of the Stone Age, Feel Good Hit of the Summer.
Woo!
G-Unit 1111.
Good idea. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Slug.
Feel good hit of the summer used to be the tagline for movies like Benji the Hunted.
That is true, yes.
And then in 2000, along comes Queens of the Stone Age with that awesome song. That's 23 years old!
Have you ever heard a band that's louder than Queens of the Stone Age?
Only Nine Inch Nails, as far as I can think of, but yeah.
Reptar wants to hear War, Summer.
Hey, you guys doing summer songs?
We are! Wow, that was in stereo.
Who's this?
Tim.
Tim. There are those who call you Tim.
There are many who call me Tim for about 55 years now.
All right. What summer song do you have, Tim?
How about YMT, Summertime Girl?
A lot of times we have to slap people back, slap them around.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk just tweeted Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter.
Kirk? Really? Kirk, you know better than that.
We just took a vote in the studio. No.
Oh, and I get to slap Kirk? There you go. Hello, KLOS.
Yes, Kevin Sluggo, you guys are badass.
Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five Summer Songs.
Yeah, how about In the Summertime, Mongo Jerry?
Summer Songs. We have time for two more. Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
I think you are, yeah.
All right. One, two, three, four. My favorite Ramones songs.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Minnesota man traveled to Chicago to rob banks.
Wow, all right. There's none in Minnesota to rob?
I don't know.
Okay.
He got to the first one, said, give me all the money or I'll shoot. And the bank teller handed him $6,010.
Nice haul. That's pretty good.
So he went to bank two and said, give me all your money or I'll shoot.
Uh-huh.
And they gave him, I think it was like $2,000.
Up to $8,000 something.
Yeah.
Not bad.
He apparently was inside the third bank when someone stole his car with the money in it.
Yay! That's awesome!
Still, though,
yeah,
he got away.
Really?
Because nobody ID'd him. He just ran out and they were like, all right, I'm just going to walk away. So no one had identified him yet, but he was talking to his brother who was in jail. And
right.
All phone calls to jail are recorded.
Of course.
So he said, they taken that bitch
censored,
not knowing it was full. When I say full, bro, I'm talking I had $12,000 cash. They took that suitcase, boy. It effed me up. And there was an FBI agent who listened to it and was like, okay.
Oh, now that's the one who did it.
I see. And they arrested him.
Wow!
AI poses risk of extinction, industry leaders warn.
It is terrifying.
Leaders from OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and other AI labs are the people that made AI.
So they really know how it works.
Yes.
And some of them are walking away from the project entirely going, we shouldn't have done that.
Mitigating, here's their one sentence statement. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other social societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. What?
That's how serious the people who made it, set it in motion, are taking it now. Ted Stryker is our only hope we've got.
We do have an expert. He works at a place that we can't identify, so we call him Trixie. Hello, Trixie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're
terrified.
We were doing better before today. tell us about extinction, because that seems like a bad word.
That's a heavy word to be using.
It is. It is. It kind of falls in line with the past few Gimme Fives that you guys have been doing, right?
Yeah. Yes. So we're just getting everybody ready.
But yeah, no, yeah. And I think, to be honest, I think that that word extinction was used in an improper way. And the reason I say that is it might be something where they're deliberately saying extinction, so that way companies put more effort into governance and security around AI to make sure that items or things that people are searching or coming up with AI or putting it into play are not going to cause issues. And you may have seen some deep fakes recently where like a Pentagon was being exploded.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Yeah.
Yeah, news accounts were picking it up and retweeting reports.
Yep.
And then Russia may have been using AI video to do drone attacks in Moscow. And what I'm thinking these people are doing is they're seeing how advanced AI is getting, and they're kind of becoming afraid because it's getting smarter than us as humans.
Right.
And
but these are the people who helped build AI.
And what do you think they are afraid that it might decide to do? Like an out of control renegade AI program might.
Yeah. So they're. I think what they're thinking is either accidentally or deliberately that AI is going to do something. Maybe create a bio type of weapon in the lab, and then it accidentally gets released off. So they want to kind of curb that. AI from being able to do that. What if AI?
That is an appropriate use of terrifying music right there, sir.
I don't love where this is coming from. The people who built AI, I don't love that.
Yeah, and then AI, you see it daily in the news where AI is taking over computers. So what if AI starts to control things like missiles and satellites, and they see an incoming satellite by mistake because it was fed wrong information? And they end up. If you guys remember, a couple months back, I had mentioned that the paper for AI written by these experts said that AI is subject to hallucinations. And I think hallucinations come into play with all these bad things that AI is starting to create.
Right, because it can take information and without someone saying, no, you've added these numbers wrong, it doesn't mean that. That's not what people are doing. Without someone knowing that it's thinking that and correcting it, who knows what it'll come up with?
Right, exactly. And if AI starts taking over actual news and overrides it with fake news, or like I mentioned earlier with the whole missile crisis, like if it detects a missile in the air, what's to stop it from saying, yeah, that's a missile, let's launch another missile right at it or at another country?
There's literally no control over AI.
There really isn't.
Yeah, they have some things in place, but there's no regulations or...
Mainly because they don't know what it's going to do. No one can guess what it might come up with. Yeah, we should start reading sci-fi books.
Yeah, so I think they're using this extinction as a way for companies to start acting. Because if you start reading into it, they didn't really go into detail about what extinction was. So I'm thinking it's more or less about, you know, companies get your acts together.
Right, flagging it, going, oh, no, this is really important, actually. Pay attention to this.
I'm guessing that these guys, when they put one sentence in there, meant extinction.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, they chose that word for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, do I think we'll be extinct? I don't think so. Maybe many jobs will, but...
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it comes down to every parent really knows their, you know, the truth about their kid, you know, really when you get down to it at some point, and these guys know the truth about the AI they've created. We've created a monster!
Yeah, they've created a monster that doesn't have any rules to go by, so... Yeah, I mean, can it do extinction? Maybe if it's put into the right scenario, if it's going to do it by itself, I don't think it will. But then again, I thought American Idol wouldn't last, so who am I?
Yeah, who would have seen that coming?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, he tried to say. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The U.S. now has okayed lab meat.
Yeah, you know, just those two words together should never be together.
Chicken grown in a lab.
And there's like restaurants in San Francisco and D.C., you said, that are going to be selling it?
Yes.
If they have one here, we're going to go, though.
Actual meat.
Yes.
But, from the stem cell of a chicken.
But it never walked around out in the barn. It just grew in a lab.
Right. Sounds tough.
Sounds I'll try it.
I'll try with a lot of sauces. We took calls on your favorite summer memories, and you, like us, are the reason why we can't have nice things.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, happy first day of summer, too.
We are doing the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It is August 24th. It's after everybody else leaves. We get the park to ourselves, and we will take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You will win four tickets to join us on August 24th. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Stacy White.
Stacy, you are caller 25.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done. You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Went last year, so this is going to be awesome.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Welcome back. Hey, let's hear your best scream. Let's say you're on a ride and it's amazing and then you scream in terror. What does it sound like when you scream?
Ah!
Lame.
Try again.
Lame.
Kevin, you scream.
Come on.
We all scream.
I didn't win.
You are a winner, though.
Thank you.
We have our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening on August 24th, and we will take the 25th caller right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Kevin, we just got a telephone call from Joseph from Downey. He was the 25th person to call us, so what does that mean?
That means he won 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're closing the park on August 24th. And he's going to be there with us.
And we'll have another chance for you to win sometime between 5 and 6. Good luck unto you.
We are doing the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, August 24th. And we're going to give away 4 tickets right now. If you'd like to go, call us, 818-955-KLOS.
Be ye caller 25. Good luck. Such good stuff from the Foo Fighters, Rescued. You still listening to that on repeat a lot?
Yeah, that's great.
Really, really good stuff. So Johnny was caller 25. He's going to be hanging out with us August 24th, celebrating 100 years of Disney, the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Johnny, what city do you live in?
Midway City.
Midway City? Where's that?
Where is that?
Orange County.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Near Garden Grove.
Hmm. You know, I've 400 years been here, and I have never heard of Midway City.
Yeah, it's a really, really small city in between Garden Grove and, like, Huntington Beach.
So it's midway between the two?
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes.
Bread called it quits on this day in rock in 1973, playing their last show in Salt Lake City. It's possible it had something to do with a truck accident. Destroyed most of their equipment. Boo! Boo! It was on this day in rock in 1981 when Steely Dan split up. It didn't happen until this day in rock in 1990, but Little Richard finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.